Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Alive Again. We're expanding our base, and today we're going to talk about energy healing for animals. It's episode number 79. Moving right along. What types of healing energy do you use on your animals? And you're going, well, I don't know. I don't know if I do that. I don't know if I'm an animal healer. You know, sometimes just from the love in your heart, you can effectuate the physical being of a pet. Now, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about seizures, because one of the things that I saw in my Labrador is he had a grand mal seizure. And watching that was one of the most horrific things I have ever seen. I literally thought he had bitten into an electrical wire, you know, into an electrical current, and gotten down it, and it wasn't. He was just having a grand mal seizure. And at that point in time, because I am an energy healer, I screamed, God, show me how to stop this seizure. And so, as I always ask, my guides kicked in and went, okay, this is how you do that. And so what they taught me to do was to put my hands together so that my thumbs were pointing to each other and my pointer fingers were pointing up, so that I made a triangle with my space between my two hands. And you take this triangle with the space between your two hands and you put it between the ears of the pet. You hold it over their head between the ears, and it stops the seizures or slows the seizures down. Now, if you want to see how to do this, go over to my YouTube channel and put in seizures, and it'll show you a cat that I did. And the cat had a lot of seizures, and so I taught her mother how to hold her hands over the cat's head so that it will slow the seizures down. I've used this for several of my border collies who had seizures. I've used it for a cat who had seizures. And guess what? Yes, you can use this for humans that have seizures. So what it is, it's a concentrated form, and you just say your protection prayer before you do this, and say, you put your triangle and you say, I remove any and all seizure energy and replace it with physically healed, physically functioning energy. I remove any and all seizure energy and I replace it with physically healed, physically functioning energy. And here's what's really important. People think, well, I remove the energy. Well, you always got to put something back in. Okay? Do not forget that. Because when you're as an energy healer, you take something out of the body or the pet suit, you got to put it back in. So you always say, I replace it with physically healed, physically functioning, normal physical function energy now. And that works. So, I mean, it's to me one of the most greatest gifts that I was given, because I had the ability to stop my pet's seizures for the rest of his life. And I did it with humans. And interestingly enough, there was a lady whose grandma was in the hospital because she has status epileptic seizures. And I said, we'll work on her seizures. And so we worked on her seizures. And interestingly enough, the doctors were trying to induce seizures while we were working on her, and I was working remotely, and they couldn't get a seizure. So this woman who had seizures for 70 years in her life, we had stopped her seizures. And we taught her daughter that if she ever had petite mal seizures, to how to hold this over her head, so that it helped her seizures for the rest of her life. So go over to YouTube, put in seizures, and it shows you how to do it on a cat. Now, Joy's dog was he just was running too much and playing just a little too hard, and he tore his ACL. So Joy called me going, what do I do? I'm not a healer. Take it from there, Joy.
Okay, I had no idea what I was doing, but I wanted to help him so bad, and I just didn't know where to start. But I knew healing was possible, helping him heal. And what confused me the most, well, first of all, I had remembered hearing you say to remove your shoe, take the shoes off, right? Because the energy flows. Okay.
Okay, so number one, if you're going to do healing, let's do this. First, ask the pet, may I heal you? That's the most important thing of all, because if he goes, nope, it's my path, it's my journey. And guess what? In 30 years, I have, or more than 30, you know, I don't want to talk about back in the day. And even Mark remembers those, because we did shows back then. And before we go into this, let's take a break for our sponsors.
You know the expression, cats have 9 lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations, too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Okay, we're back, and the first thing, if you're going to try to heal, even if you're not a healer, your pet or help your pet, and let's look at it this way. Let's call it help if you don't call yourself, I'm a pet healer. Let's call it helping your pet, as they say in the South, or helping your pet if you're well articulated. Now, what you do is you go and first, ask the pet's permission. Key, most important thing. Second, take off your shoes, so therefore you won't have any static electricity. Now take it from there, Joy. What did you do?
Okay, and then I took my hands and I rubbed them together.
And the reason you rub your hands together is to activate the energy in the palms of your hands. A lot of Reiki people know this, a lot of people don't. But if you're just trying to help your pet, this is what you do. Rub your hands together, and we got videos on all this over on YouTube or on TikTok. Rub your hands together, and that activates the healing energy in your hands. Now, if you're not an energy healer, and Joy doesn't profess to be this. She's just considered a normal person in life, very loving, trying to do her best for her dog. She's healing from the heart. So she has the capability to do this. Go ahead, Joy.
Okay, so I rubbed both my hands together and I used both of them and kind of combed his energy from the top to his tail. And I would notice above his, the area where his hip area and his knee were, it would feel like tingly or hot.
Okay, now here's what she's telling you, folks, in case you don't know, from an energy healer's point of view. When you go into a pet's energy, and this is critical, critical, go in at a 45 degree angle because pets feel and live on intuition and energy. So go in at a 45 degree angle so you don't startle them. You can pat a horse 10 feet out and go pat, 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 and they'll back up because they can feel your energy. Take a sensitive dog and go pat, 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 and they'll back up. Always go 45 degrees into the energy field. And what she was doing, when those of us who are energy healers, she's called scanning the body. But she was just trying to find out where the pain was. So go in at a 45 degree angle and stay about 2 inches above the pet's body, because by staying above it, they're so sensitive, and she'll tell you about this later, how she could see and respond to it, but she didn't know. But you stay about 2 inches above it, and very slowly, I'm not talking about zippity-doo-dah, I'm talking about inch by inch by inch. Go down the body, and you can feel it'll tingle, or it'll be warm where it's hurt. Now, if it's an infection, you'll feel cold air blow up against you. And move on down. Now, when you hold your hands, spread your fingers apart, because that allows more input to go through your fingers and you can feel and sense more. If you've got them all tight up close, you're not going to get as much sensory input. So spread your fingers wide apart while you're doing this so you get greater sensory input of what you're doing when you scan. So Joy started at the top. Go ahead, Joy, and talk about how you scanned down and what it felt like. You said it tingled and it was hot.
Right. It was when I got to like the hip and then especially the knee area, it was like a heat and like kind of prickly feeling in my palms. Then I knew to do, well, I thought you use one hand. Please tell me if this is correct, because it's been a while since I did that. And at the time I had my nose beside me because I had never done it before. And by the way, it did obviously help him because the doctors had said he needed this surgery on his leg and he would never walk again without it. But he never had the surgery or even had to go back except for a prescription refill for his pain to get us through it. He never had to have any other kind of treatment. So he's fine now. But so thank you so much, Brent, for what you've taught me.
Well, it's from your heart. You're healing him from your heart. And that's what those who are not energy healers by profession can do. You can effectuate your animals that are not feeling good from your heart with your love, because love is the most powerful healing of all. Energy healers might can move some cells and affect things like that, but it's all energy, and heart energy is the strongest. And so if you're doing it with your heart, you can, if they're supposed to be healed, you can contribute a great deal to them. So, all right, so now you got your hands, and you're putting them over them, and now you're laying your hands on there, or what are you doing?
At the end, I knew from your video, you flick the energy off your hand.
That's right.
You put them above his body. Then afterwards, you flick your hands like you're flicking the water off after you wash your hands.
That's right. And the reason you do that, folks, is because when you take your hands and run down the body and then you flick like you're taking water off the end of your hands, you're getting rid of the nasty energy. Reiki people will tell you that. It's just like throwing away the nasty energy. It's like, ew, ew, ew. And you just flick it off. Like, get that mess off my hands. And that way your hands are clean again when you go back to stroke and move the energy down the body again. But you always, when you get to the end of that, you flick. So it's like you're not confusing the healing energy with the soiled or degenerative or unhealed energy.
Okay. And I did that 3 times.
Okay.
Where I went over his body and then flicked the energy after each time. One of the questions I had at the time for you was there a certain phrase or anything I should say while I was taking my hands over his body?
Yes. When you take your hand, I command your body to be physical and have normal, healthy physical function now. I command your body to have normal, healthy physical function now. And again, I always say it 3 times because it focuses you. So I command your body to have normal, physical, healthy function now. And that's what you say when you're doing that. And that will stabilize every cell that is healthy.
And I remember in one of your YouTube videos, you did stress on the importance of saying physically heal.
Physically heal. Because you can be, if you just say be healed, you can be sitting with Jesus or on the other side of the veil. So you want to say physically healed. Because physically healed means you're still in the earth suit and the pet suit. So now we're getting him to say physically healed. So what next did you do?
Well, at one point, okay, so you explained it best about the energy. You're right-handed if you're sending and receiving. Will you?
That's right. When she says that, everybody is energy appropriate because you have sending on one hand, receiving on the other. And when you have right-handedness, if you are right-handed, that is your sending hand. If you are left-handed, that is your sending hand. So right-handed people, that is your dominant hand for sending healing energy. Think about it. When you meet people, you shake their hands with your right hand, you're sending energy. That's how to remember it. If you're left-handed and you shake hands left-handed, you're sending energy. The other hand is receiving energy. So just for you to know, that's how usually you let your dominant hand, which is your sending hand, which is the one you write with, lead in this laying your hands on or over the pet that you're working on.
What if your handedness changes? My husband broke his arm when he was a kid. He was left-handed, and so he was forced to be right-handed.
Yep.
Would it still be the right hand at that point?
No, he would still be left-handed.
Okay.
Go ahead, Joy.
Okay, and then after I knew where the pain was, according to the heat, well, I had an idea before I started because he gave me his leg, but as far as sensory ways, I felt it in my hands. Okay, so after I went over his body, then when I was sending the healing energy, I'm right-handed. So I did that with my right hand going over him. Now, a question I have is that supposed to be a continuous motion from the top all the way to his toe, or can I specifically stay above his leg each time?
You would stay, once you have located it, I always stay above the where the disorder or the health issue is.
Okay,
like
good.
My friend would have arthritis. A lot of times you'll have a dog that has arthritis, and if you do healing energy, you can rub your hands together and hold them apart, and that dog will back his butt up into your hands to get the warmth of your hands. It's like an instant heating pad and going, oh yeah, do me, do me, do me, do me. And that way you can help a lot of arthritic dogs just by sitting there watching television with them. Just have Buster back up and go, oh Fluffy, come on back up. You know, rub your hands together, ask permission, take shoes off, and put your hand and say, I command the energy to have physical, normal, healthy function now. And you will just feel the heat, and you put it on their hip bones, and a lot of dogs will just back up to you, or cats will back up to you, and just sit
you know, while you're watching television or sitting around, to have some arthritis or muscles that are sore taken care of. And on that note, we're going to let our sponsors talk about what they can help you take care of, and we'll be right back.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand, only from Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back talking about healing energy, and Joey is talking about helping with her dog's pain in his ACL, and now she's gone from scanning to find out where it is. She's got both of her hands, which she has rubbed to activate, using her right hand as her sending hand to do the energy, and she's asking, as she's gone in at a 45-degree angle, because you've got to be careful, do I stay hovered above my pet, or can I lay my hands directly on it? You can lay your hands directly on the spot now. Now, sometimes a pet will move away from you. And when they move away from you, they're telling you, I've got all I want. Leave me alone. Do not give me any more energy. So, Joy, how long were you able to keep your hands on his leg?
It really varied, but it was interesting that there were some times where maybe he had just had enough of it. I don't know what the situation was, but he is very sensitive to energy, and he would growl even if I was trying to give healing energy to my Labrador.
Yeah.
Just him with the other dog buddy, with him watching, he would growl just watching my hands when I would get near Harley.
Because he didn't feel that energy. Yep.
Yeah, he could feel it giving it being given to the other dog. I mean, he would react to that. That was very interesting for me to see that. And then, you know, again, back on him, he would growl or kind of turn to the side and look at me like he wanted me to stop. And that's when I knew that was enough.
That's right. Because sometimes energy healers will try to add more than they should, but the pet knows when they can only take so much. And a lot of times when Friend would have sore shoulders, I would put my hands on him and I could feel my hands just heat up. And sometimes I'd lay down beside him and he would just let me do it. There were other times he'd move away like, I don't want any, go away. And I knew, do not try and force my energy on him when he doesn't want it. And even when you're working with horses or something, I've had, you know, I did some horses and worked with them, and they would come up to you and they just lean into you. But when they were through, they'd move away. And you don't go up to them and say, hey, buddy, let's discuss this. They move away and you don't want to go chasing them. You leave them alone. Okay. So when a pet lets you know, leave me alone. And there were times when Friend, his hips were bad and I would want to help him and send him healing energy. He would look at me and wouldn't even let me get close to him. And it would make me cry because I wanted to help him and he didn't want to be helped because he had been overloaded with energy the day before. Because sometimes people go, oh, I'm helping him. And they try to put too much on him too soon. Well, here's what you have to know. They have to take the energy, process the energy, and assimilate it in their body. And you're thinking, I'm going to do an hour today and an hour tomorrow and an hour the next day, or... You're better off doing it in little increments than trying to slam it all at once, because the cells have to regenerate and reactivate to new physical normal healing. Then they just can't all of a sudden go. You can really hurt an animal by trying to over-energize it by healing it. So the animal knows, walk away from it, don't give it to me. And I'm sitting there crying because I wanted to help him, but he knows what his body's doing. So don't try and overpower their instincts. Sometimes they'll let you do it for 5 minutes. Sometimes they'll let you do it for 20 minutes. But they'll always let you know when it's time, it's over. And they know when you're approaching them, whether you're going to do healing energy. And you've got to ask permission anyway. So you say, I'd like to do healing energy on you today. And they can look at you and go, hell no, I don't think so. This isn't happening. And you better honor it, because their body is still probably processing it. And you could hurt them worse. If they're in the middle, it's like physical therapy. You got to build up. Sometimes you could do 10 arm lifts. Sometimes you can only do 5. But in the end, you're going to be able to do 25 because you took it easy and built up. That's the way healing energy is. You can shock an animal's body by doing too much too soon.
Okay. And one of the things I was worried about was with me being upset about Buddy being hurt at the time, I was worried about giving him my energy, the anxiousness. Is that something that is able to happen?
No, when you say your protection prayer, it says, I surround myself in a seamless mirrored cocoon of the Christ white light to protect me and ground me now. That takes away all your emotions.
Okay.
Because you got to go in with no expectations and have no emotions. And for those of you who are listening, this is new, go over to YouTube, put the protection prayer or TikTok protection prayer. It's over there. And that encapsulates you, and it means you're in charge of your energy and you're powering your energy. And it takes away all of the anxiety and all of the human emotions that are surrounding it. And you are a neutral being, because unless you're a neutral being, you can't run clear energy.
What if you're sick health-wise?
If you're sick health-wise, I wouldn't do it, because it could drain you. You still could pass energy to them because it's from your heart, but it could drain you. Because one of the things I've always done in my practice is I've never worked on anybody when I was sick. And I won't do readings when I don't feel good or I'm tired, because I have to handle high frequencies. And there's no sense wiping myself out and giving somebody less than 100%. So you're better off to wait a day, rest, and then go back and give them the full Monty instead of just trying to give them a little bit along. But the protection prayer puts you in neutral position and lets the universe do its work flowing through you. So that gets rid of all the outside. That's a beautiful question.
Okay, so it doesn't affect them if you're sick. It just affects you.
Yes, it affects you if you're sick.
Uh-huh. Okay, that was one of my concerns. Okay, well, that's good. But the outcome was great. I mean, he's doing great. I hope it continues to do good. And it was a wonderful experience learning it, and I'm still learning about it. But it's something that I'm definitely going to always try to do in the future if I need to for the pets.
Well, I think every mommy wants to try and help the babies. What do you think, Lair?
Definitely. Anything you could put in your arsenal to help and assist it helps you not feel useless when they're in pain.
And that's the truth, because as a mommy bird, you feel useless. It's like, what can I do to help you? And this is something that you can do. It's a hands-on thing that you can do between them. It's from your heart, and you don't have to be a trained energy healer to do it. But do take the time to, A, take your shoes off so you can run frequencies more cleanly. B, ask the pet, can I have permission? C, go in at a 45-degree angle. D, use your hands, activate them. Then take your hands and scan to find out, because you already know where you think it is, but scanning will give you exactly where it is, and that's a tingle, a cold, or a warmth. And then when you go in to heal, heal at a pace that they allow. Don't try and overpower them because mommy's going to heal you now. No, let their body take what they can absorb at that level of health and use what they can absorb at that level of health. And then quit and flick when you're through. Flick to get all of the nasty energy that you're transmuting from nasty, unhealthy energy into healthy energy. And always replace the energy that you take away. I remove any and all excess, unnecessary, or toxic energy from your body, and I replace it with physically healed, physically normal functioning energy. So you're always replacing it. And that should be what you can do to help your pets. We thank you for listening today, and we hope we didn't bore you, but there's always something you can do to help your pet, even if you're not a professional energy healer. It comes from your heart, and that's the best spot of all. Stay tuned. Follow us on YouTube, TikTok, and on Pet Life Radio, because they're the best in the world, and we're lucky to be here. Bye-bye-bye.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.